passed an ordinance in the town. They said we'd have to tear it down. That little old shack out back's so dear to me. Though the health department said its day was over and dead, it will stand forever in my memory.
You're listening to the Jack Shack Podcast.
What up, gentlemen and females?
Gentlemen and females?
I don't know. What is it, gentlemen and...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that's how you're supposed to say it. And females.
And you broads.
Yeah, the broads. They like it being called broads, I bet.
I think they do.
We probably don't have a whole lot of females that listen to our dumbasses.
I would say no, we don't. I'd say 99.99% of our listeners are probably dudes. I think. I don't know, though.
Probably.
You could be wrong. Who knows? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe 99.99% of our listeners are female.
Chances are that is not true.
Great. Slim to none.
It's been a couple weeks, my friend.
It has been a couple weeks. How you doing?
I'm good. Getting ready. I got like a month and a half left in Texas before I go up north.
Folks,
it's April 18th and it was 91.2 degrees out. Humidity was horrible. I thought I was gonna die, and it's 49 degrees where I'm going right now. So
what, dude?
Yeah,
so thankful you're getting out of that weather, dude.
Oh, I'm gonna miss parts of Texas for sure, like tacos. I'm going to miss chilaquiles and tacos. I gotta find a place that has them somewhere.
Yeah, you're probably not going to find much up there, dude.
I'm hoping Montreal might have some good stuff.
I don't know, man. And they don't have Buc-ee's.
No. They have a Tim Hortons, though.
Never heard of Tim Hortons.
It's a donut shop, Canadian donut shop and stuff.
They don't have barbecue.
Probably not like Texas barbecue, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they got other good stuff.
They have poutine.
And poutine is great, so actually is a pretty good one for one. But I wouldn't
Montreal's like a food mecca, I've heard, so they've got to have some good Mexican food up there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's only one way to find out, amigo.
We're going to have to go. We're going to have to take the show on the road.
Yes, we will. Speaking of that, so we had our taco weekend a couple weeks ago. Should we jump into that? Actually, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, my brother. No, I'm sorry for that. Let me start this out by saying, go fuck yourself.
Okay, are we done?
What are you drinking for this episode?
I am trying to finish bottles in my liquor cabinet, so I'm not opening any new bottles of bourbon and rum and whatnot. So I am finishing up the bottle of Eagle Rare that I had open.
Oh.
I am a big fan of Eagle Rare. If you could get it for MSRP, which is around $40, I think, it's a great 10-year Buffalo Trace product beer.
Ouch. I'm pretty sure it's hard to find for MSRP. I'm sure they're always going to mark it up.
They are, right. I think they still are, but I think a lot of that is coming down. So the bourbon bubbles bursting, I think.
The craze is going away?
Yeah, a little bit, hopefully. So I am drinking, I finished the bottle of Eagle Rare.
Nice. I imagine you got quite a few open bottles, so it looks like you might be doing some drinking between here and there.
I'm not going to finish them all, probably, but I'm not opening any new bottles until I get up north. So there still might be a few bottles that I don't finish. But this one had one pour left in it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Uh-huh. And how about you, senor?
I'm drinking I saw this in the fridge, Modelo Chelada.
Oh, I love those.
So I was like, you know what? That sounds kind of good right now.
I'm a fan of the Chelados. Modelo Chelado.
Muy Cheladas.
Yes.
What
is that for the people that don't know what the hell it is?
If you don't know what it is, you can just go fuck yourself.
It's a tomato beer with a little spice in it.
Pretty much. They take a beer, they pour some tomato juice in there. Traditionally, it's done with Clamato, tomato juice, whatever. But it is traditionally Clamato. And then you do put some people put salt, lime. You fix it up a little bit. I don't know what – I don't think they use Clamato, though. Clamato is actually clam juice.
What?
In case you didn't know that. It's clam juice and tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good.
So that's that. Yeah, brother, you want to talk about Taco Weekend?
Yeah.
You do.
We do. It was my 50th birthday. Kiki and his girl came out. It was a good one.
It was a good one. It was fun. All our taco weekends are great. I was still uncertain if Keek was going to come. He came. I didn't know how it was going to be. You know, he's never been to a taco weekend, but everything was awesome, man. We had a fucking fantastic time.
This time we didn't go like we usually do. We'll eat like four or five different taco stands a day. This time we didn't eat as many taco stands, but we had fun. We were on the beach. It was a little rainy on the beach, so we didn't get out on the beach a whole lot, but it was still a fun time hanging out with you all.
Yeah, we had we got a beach house in Baupi, got a beach house in Balboa Island, which is part of Newport Beach. It just couldn't have been better. Yeah, I mean, it did rain, but it didn't fucking – honestly, it didn't bother me. I don't care.
Yeah, it didn't bother me. I mean,
we still got to do a lot.
Yeah. The boat that you got us, the little tiki boat, was pretty cool.
Little tiki boat to take us around the bay.
That was cool. We saw John Wayne's houseboat and house.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
Who knows who owns it now? We saw the CEO of In-N-Out Burger's home, which, Jesus, man, that thing's fucking nice.
Yeah.
By the way, she's actually part of the family, so that's
– Can't imagine how much the taxes are on that damn thing.
So I know where we were at. We have a friend that has a house over there, which is maybe just a few blocks from where we were at. And I think the property tax on that is about $100,000 a year. So to have a house on the bay, which is much bigger, I mean, I'm thinking, dude, your property taxes are going to be, what, 300 to 500, a half a mil?
That's just the property tax, not even how much the house was, probably a few mil.
Right.
So that's right. Just, I can't imagine. I complain when I have to spend like $6,600 a year in property taxes. I can't imagine spending $100,000 a year.
Well, and that's the way I had this conversation. So a lot of people will inherit these homes, you know, wealthy family. They like, hey, by the way, congratulations. You're now the owner of a beach house in Newport Beach. And you're like, and you find out the property tax. You're like, well, gonna have to sell it because I definitely can't afford that, you know?
Yeah. And you're wondering, like I know in Texas and stuff, the older you are, they'll slash the property taxes and it's not as expensive. But even if you slashed $100,000, that's $50,000. That's still a shit ton of money.
I don't think they do that in California. In fact, you know what's fucked up? My mother-in-law is thinking about selling her house, just retiring. I mean, she's retired. She's in her 70s. I think when she sells her house, she's still going to get hit with capital gains and they have to pay a lot of taxes.
It is.
I mean, that's fucked up.
It is. It's
fucking, we shit on our retirees, dude.
That and you know how they always say you can only get taxed one time or what? We get our money gets taxed so fucking many different times.
Yeah. That's so like saying you can only get punched in the face one time. You can get punched in the face multiple times.
Multiple times. Yeah.
What a sham, dude.
Speaking of getting punched in the face, did you see any of the UFC fights this weekend?
I saw the highlights from the fight. I went to the Dodger game, so I didn't get –
I saw the highlights of that fight. What was it?
Gaethje and
yeah.
That Hawaiian kid, Max Holloway.
Yeah, like he, Max was ahead on everything, and at the end of the routine, he goes, let's go toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
And they went toe-to-toe, and he knocked the fuck out of him.
Dude, knocked the fuck out. I mean, knocked the fuck out.
He was out cold before he hit the fucking canvas.
It's a clean knockout, dude.
But that's good. Hate on that. Like, they were saying, like, Max Holloway, he could have just danced around. He had the fight. There was no reason for him to do that. And he was like, let's put a show on. I think he gets a bonus if he knocks the guy out. He got a bonus.
Yeah.
But put a fucking show on.
I agree. That's what you're there for. Not to, give the dude a chance. Yeah, that was good. I like the highlights. I wish I actually would have seen the card, but I went to the Dodger game.
Man, that kind of changed topics. And on that, Connor, did you hear Connor?
Sorry, dude.
Connor's coming back. He's going to fight the next one.
I did in June, and I'll watch it. I don't know how he's going to do. He's been out of it a long time, man.
That's like he doesn't need the money, right? I'm assuming he doesn't need the money.
He doesn't need the money.
So
there's just pride.
Why? Yeah, but you keep getting hit in the fucking head, dude. That could fuck you up the rest of your life.
Well, the problem is he did the Ultimate Fighter with this guy. And who is he going to fight? Is it Michael Chandler?
Maybe. I can't remember now.
So he did the Ultimate. I feel like once you do the Ultimate Fighter as a coach, the coaches are going to have to fight. So I think he knew it was coming. It's just they needed to make it happen.
Okay. I could see that. They did the thing.
Yeah.
It was understood that they would fight. All right, let's fight. But I'm just. Yeah. Dude, you can't get your brain back. Once that thing's rocked, you're done.
All right.
So
he's been out for a while. I'm interested to see how he does.
I could see if you need the money, you got to do what you got to do. You didn't do good with your money, whatever. You're fucking coming back. But if you don't need the money, why the fuck are you going to go in there and possibly take a beating?
Yeah, and he's done well with his money. But you never know, dude. He might go in there and beat the piss out of him, dude.
He may. He may, but still, why would you if you don't need the money? Especially he's getting into acting. Fucking just keep acting. By the way, did you watch it and did you like?
We did. I've actually watched it twice. I liked it. I thought it was very entertaining. I liked it. I mean,
I've seen it a couple times. I thought it was very entertaining. I don't know why they had to call it Roadhouse. They could have just called it whatever because I like the original Roadhouse. Yeah. I personally think Connor was a little bit over the top on his shit, but maybe that's what they told him to be. They probably did. So he did it.
He sold it.
But I was like, you don't really have to be that over the top. But it worked. It was very entertaining. I'll probably watch it again.
It's entertaining, dude. Yeah. I don't know if it's as entertaining as Maverick because I've watched that thing 15 times, but it's still entertaining.
Yeah, I do. And I think they might be making a new Top Gun.
They got cleared from the tower to make part three.
And it probably sucks, and I'm going to spend money on it. Like, I made my family watch Maverick in the IMAX theater. I was like, I'm going to watch it. I don't like going to the theater. It's expensive. Most of the movies you don't really need to see in the theater. I was like, you got to watch Maverick in the IMAX. You got to. So I'll probably watch this one in the fucking IMAX too.
Wait, so go back to the fight topic. So I know last time we were talking about this whole Jake Paul and Mike Tyson thing. Did you hear that Jake Paul's running his mouth? And I even think he said something about Tyson's dead kid, dude.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I'm wondering, though, is it?
I think no. That's a line, bro. You don't even jump into that.
Unless you talk to Mike and say, hey, can I do this to pump up the fight even more? But isn't there a bunch of stipulations that they have to play by so Mike isn't? It's not going toe-to-toe, really.
No, I think it's a full-on boxing match.
I thought, like, Jake Paul could wear a mask and he could – or a head thing and he could tag in his brother and a bunch of other bullshit.
No, dude.
I was just reading headlines. I don't read the whole fucking article, so who knows.
And even if he was – even if he was wearing headgear, he'd still get his fucking brain rocked. I think Mike Tyson's it's such a touchy subject with him. I think he's never recovered from that. I think that's an area you just don't go. And especially, dude, if you're going to make somebody's dead kid, like, talk about Mike Tyson, like, you're going to get your fucking head caved in.
I would think so. I would not want to be at 60 or however old fucking Mike is, there's not a whole lot of people could take his fucking punch.
No. No. No, he's going to fucking, if he wants to go in there, if he's really that pissed off, he's going to fucking hurt him, dude. He's going to knock him the fuck out.
It would be, all right, maybe Jake's thinking, this is my last fight. I'm going to get as much money as I can.
Could be.
I mean, how much money Jake has? How much? Jake's got to be a millionaire, right? So,
again. He's got a lot of money.
So, why do this?
I don't know.
For possible brain damage.
I think he really thinks he's that good of a boxer.
I think he's a decent boxer.
I don't know if he's decent. I mean, like, he's definitely tough. He's got a punch.
I think
he's decent. But he hasn't fought. The one decent boxer he fought was, Tommy Fury. And Tommy Fury's not that good.
Yeah.
And Tommy Fury beat him.
No, yeah. I don't think he's an excellent boxer. I think he's decent, but he has
all the... kick my ass for sure.
He has all the money in the world. Why would you say that about Mike Tyson's kid unless he asked him and said, let's pump this fight up?
I think that's how arrogant he is, dude. Maybe. And he's probably doing it to sell more tickets, but that's still an area you just don't go.
I wouldn't go there unless I asked Mike, hey, can I do this to pump more tickets? And Mike said, yeah.
I wouldn't even fucking have the balls to ask him, dude.
Oh, who knows?
Like, you didn't even know that reaction. Like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck that, dude. Nah. But hey, I'm going to watch it.
It doesn't matter if Jake wins, everybody's going to say, oh, it was rigged. There's no way. And if Tyson wins, oh, we already expected that. We want Tyson to crush him. Like, not just win, but beat his ass.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I'm definitely going to watch it.
I'll probably just watch the highlights. I don't know. All right, I'll watch it.
Well, it's getting – actually, you're going to be getting settled in, so I think it's the last weekend of July.
I remember back in the day when we'd have everyone over, and what was pay-per-view? It was like $50
for Mike Tyson,
and we'd have a bunch of people over, and we'd drink beer, and we thought $50 was a shit ton of money, and Tyson's fights would last like 5 seconds. You're like, oh, man, that sucked.
Actually, it probably wasn't even $50. It was probably like $25 to $30 back then.
I remember 50 for whatever reason, but –
Was it 50?
But that was a lot. Yeah, what was it? Know. The early 90s? It had to have been in the early 90s.
Oh, no. This goes back to the 80s, dude.
No, I know, but I wasn't fucking paying pay-per-view at our house except in the early 90s before I joined the military. So his fights. Yeah, I was young. I wasn't paying for pay-per-view for Mike Tyson's fights in the 80s.
Are you sure that wasn't some X-rated movies?
Well, that I was. Some of those squiggly screens where you could see like half a tit.
Wow, just the outline.
The good old days when you could find porn mags in the forest.
Just a random mag
just laying there in the forest, man. Those were the good old days. Just
open it up, it's all sticky.
Now you just got everything on your fucking phone. It's too easy. The kids have it too easy these days.
There's no fun in that.
No. I miss a good porn mag.
In the woods.
It doesn't have to be in the woods, but you got it in your hands. You're reading the articles. You're looking at the pictures. I miss a good porn mag.
Well, I mean, you can still get a porn mag. I'm pretty sure if you go into a liquor store.
Am I going to buy a porn mag? Probably not.
Why not? Bring back the nostalgia.
At 50 years old, if I run across a porn mag, I'll buy it.
There you go. That's the spirit, dude. Dude, we were talking about movies. Last weekend, we saw The Iron Claw. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh. The wrestling?
Yeah, about the Von Erich brothers.
How was it?
It's a really good movie, but if just be prepared if you could watch it. It's not what I thought it was. It's fucking depressing, dude.
Oh, yeah. They have some depressed – like most of them were dead.
Yeah. Three committed suicide. One died of some sort of stomach issue, but other wrestlers say he was a pill popper and that was the reason.
Yeah.
I think the family tried to hide it. So, yeah, four died tragically. And there's only one alive. Actually, though, no, that's one. Yeah. Four. Yeah. It's crazy. It's depressing, dude. It's so like they couldn't even bring up one of the brothers, the youngest one, Crisp, just because I guess his story was just too much. And they're like, yeah, dude, we're going to leave him out of it. It's a really good story about the Von Erichs to let you know, like, if you're a wrestling fan, you'll know the stories. Bring up some old nostalgic kind of feelings. You're like, oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was going to be that depressing, dude.
Dude, those wrestlers back in the 80s, 70s probably, but 80s is when I was really watching them and shit. Man, they partied.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And they didn't get paid a whole lot, and they were party.
Ric Flair, he was a partier. I mean, a lot of them, dude.
Pretty much all of them.
The best is to hear the Andre the Giant stories.
Oh, that dude. I've heard that he could, like... He could drink a keg of beer and not feel drunk.
That's crazy.
Like, dude. He was a fucking animal.
I didn't know who one of the wrestlers might have been. Jake the Snake. He was saying one time he had to pick him up from LAX, and I think he had to drive him to like San Diego. So he picked him up and he's like, go stop and get beer. So he stops and gets a case of beer. He ends up putting down two cases of beer between LAX and San Diego and doesn't even take a piss, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude
was fucking insane, dude.
And he probably wasn't feeling it too much.
Just sitting in the back of the limo, just fucking pounding two cases, just living life.
Yeah. That dude was so big. I know. His hands were bigger than my fucking body.
He was massive, dude.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Fucking died early. Yeah, so if you want to watch, it is a depressing movie, but it is a good movie. So I know you like wrestling, so you might want to try
it. I was going to watch it. Yeah.
It's good. But a little bit of a tearjerker.
To get back to the taco weekend, how do you think it went?
I think it was great, dude. And you know what I liked Thursday when you came in, we got to do our taco fix. So P flew in to LAX on Thursday. Me and the wife picked him up. It's in Long Beach. We went up to LA. We hit a chilaquiles spot, which was I fucking love that place.
Oh yeah. I love chilaquiles.
And then I took him to the Peterson Automotive Museum, which I thought was really cool. What did we do after that? We went to go get tacos after that, which I thought were good. Those are the Sonora tacos.
Yeah.
Then we went to the Tiki Bar.
It was the hard crust tacos or the hard shell.
No, that was the very last one.
Was that after? I thought that was before the Tiki Bar.
No, that was after the Tiki Bar.
Oh, you're right. You're right. We went to the Tiki Bar, and your wife and I had like three Tiki drinks.
Strong fucking Tiki drinks.
Yeah.
And then, got a little belligerent in the car towards the driver.
You were driving to the hard shell taco place. Yeah. And we were like, stop at a bub. You're screwing our fucking buzz up. You're screwing our buzz. We did get a little loud.
So Thursday was great. Then we ended with Chuy's Tacos Dorados. Friday morning, P and I had to wake up early, go back to LAX. We picked up Geek and his girl. We went to Tacos Los Cholos for lunch.
Best taco place, man. Those
so good.
If you ever go to Tacos Los Cholos, the pork belly tacos.
He's good. Huh?
No need to thank me, man. Get the pork belly fucking tacos. I dream about those tacos all year long. I will dream about those fucking tacos.
So good.
Oh, yes.
We went to a cigar lounge. We went did a little of that boat on the bay.
Oh, speaking of the cigars, we tried a Davidoff. I've never had a Davidoff. You and I.
Wait, where did we try the Davidoff again?
We tried it at the place on Friday, right? No, did we go to a cigar place just you, me, and Josie?
Fuck, we did, but where was that? Thursday. Oh, yes. We were on Melrose.
Yeah.
So we – yes. Anyway, sometime between – I think it was before the Tiki Bar, we went to a cigar lounge in Melrose on Melrose Avenue. That okay, yes. I'm sorry, brother. We tried a Davidoff, and it was really good. That was an outstanding cigar.
Because you hear about, all right, the Davidoff, they're pricey. Don't get me wrong. They're pricey, especially at a brick and mortar. They have to, and in California, they got to add a little extra to get theirs.
Yeah.
They are pricey. So it's not like, at least in our price range, you're not going to smoke these every fucking day.
Right.
But on a special occasion, it was well worth doing once.
Now, do you prefer the Davidoff over the Padron?
I've had more Padrones, and I actually have a few in my fucking humidor Padrones. Padrones, I think the Davidoff, at least the one I had, it was probably the most expensive cigar I've ever smoked.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The Padrones, I believe, I love them both. They both burn right. They burn perfect. I didn't get the strongest because I didn't want to get sick. Because some, every once in a while, they smack you in the face.
Yes.
So, but I would probably say I'd like the Padron a little better, probably because I think they're a little cheaper than the Davidoffs.
Okay.
But I think they're both, I don't think you go wrong with either.
Yeah, they're pretty high end, but very good cigars. Yeah. I got the low, not price wise, but what do you say? The low.
You got the.
It wasn't strong, mild.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So yeah, we did that. So then on Saturday we hit our second cigar bar. On Friday, I'm sorry. Then we went to the bay, did the little cruise on the tiki boat, got into the beach house, and really just kind of then we went to dinner. it was just a good time, dude.
Little drunk at dinner.
Yes.
I could not stop laughing. I was laughing so fucking hard. And I was telling, in my head, I'm thinking, stop laughing, shithead. What are you laughing at? It's not even funny. Why are you laughing? I could not stop laughing, dude. I don't even know what the fuck I was laughing at. It was good food.
That's funny.
All I could think of was taste the biscuits.
Oh, you want to
taste the honey?
Sorry.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings.
It was a good time. Good food.
It was a good time. So then Saturday, we stayed at the beach house again. Went to a couple bars. And then Sunday, Kikwinome. Monday, Pila.
Saturday, we go to a bar. Your wife comes Saturday, so it's all of us.
Yeah.
We go to a bar. We're drinking. We're getting our good buzz going. And we're going to go to a different bar.
Here we go again.
But what did the driver decide to go to?
Somebody said they wanted to see the coast, the PCH. I had said earlier, I'm like, you want to take a cruise up the coast? You guys never see this. I thought Keek said, yeah, that sounds good. So I killed the mood again. They had a nice buzz going. I got them in the car. We take about a 40-minute drive up the coast. Come back. And
Maybe it was just mood. Josie and I, your wife and I, was complaining about the buzz kill.
The service of the driver. Yes.
Now,
it definitely was just you two.
I forgot to pay up my bill. So next time we see each other, I forgot to have a shot from a bartender.
Oh, that's right.
I was a
couple, how dare you?
Last week I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to take a shot from a bartender. But I did take a shot of Malort. And
actually, that kind of count. That should count.
It was bad, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's bad.
It tastes like
real bad.
To me, it was like burnt rubber, for sure. But it wasn't as bad as all of the – because if you go on Google and you – or YouTube or whatever, and you get people's reactions to drinking it, they make it sound like it's really bad. It wasn't that bad. It sucked, and it's horrible, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. For me, it was bad. I thought that taste is just completely horrible.
It's like burnt rubber to me.
I mean, you go to a bar and you say, what's the worst shot you can give me? I don't know what they can give you to match fucking Malort. Because they should just say, we'll give you a shot of Malort.
I'm assuming most bars probably don't even have Malort.
So, technically, you took a shitty shot, so we could call it even if you want.
No. I still owe you. I'd rather owe you.
I mean, we did try to get you to take a shot that afternoon, and you didn't want to.
Well, that was after the fucking 40-minute ride, and my tummy was not feeling it anymore. And what was that shot? It was some fucking bullshit.
It was a fruity, like...
It was a pink...
Chick shot.
Yeah.
Gummy bear or some shit. Like, some my wife ordered. Some
gay thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, Taco Weekend was a success, man. It's always a good time. What do you think, dude? You think Keek's always going to join us for Taco Weekend? Or that was just because it was your 50th birthday?
I think it was because it was my 50th birthday. That's not really his...
It's not his style.
And he wasn't drinking anymore. So,
yeah.
So he was kind of herding us around, I guess. But no, he did good. I'm glad he showed up.
Yeah, it was good fun. Time.
It was a good time seeing everyone. And yeah, can't wait for next year.
Yeah, me too. Always good. Maybe we might have to do two a year.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Or one time you come up and we fucking hit Montreal and we do a poutine weekend.
I'm good with that, dude. Poutine's pretty fucking good, dude.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, dude, so that was Taco Weekend. Success.
Yes.
All right, brother. You want to bring us in? You want me to bring us into this next episode since you're going to have...
Yes.
All right. This next topic's kind of one that's always in the news right now. And basically, turn on the TV... See all this shit going on, and you have to sit back and ask yourself,
taste the biscuit.
That's exactly what you're asking yourself.
Do you see what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
This is what it feels like. Because you ask yourself, are we actually heading into World War III?
And
we're talking about it.
We're joking about it and whatnot, but I mean, it's
are we though?
Especially. Like, your son is a fucking brand new Marine.
Yeah, man.
Your other, your stepson is just graduating high school. I have two daughters. If there's going to be a draft, who knows what the fuck's going to go on. So, I mean, it is a bit serious.
It is. This isn't just a conspiracy theory, man.
Saying that, Iran gave Israel 72 hours heads up that they were going to shoot a bunch of bombs and drones over there. So that's a little weird. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Because, yeah. You know what, to be honest, brother? I'm not too worried about Iran. The thing is, I'm just still worried about China teaming up with like North Korea and just how stupid they're going to get. If Iran if you let Israel take care of Iran, you can kind of keep that shit contained over there through Israel.
But we're not going to make Israel take care. Now, personally, I think because Israel blew up Iran's fucking embassy in Syria or wherever the fuck they did, Iran had to do something. So they gave Israel 72 hours. Hey, I'm going to fling a bunch of bombs your way in 72 hours. Get ready, because they had to show something.
Yeah.
And then US and why the US and the Brits, we shot down 99.9% of all of their shit.
So, it's because there's an agreement in place.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get
it's
that.
It's their defense agreement.
But
I agree though. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that Israel's fucking innocent, dude. That first day that Hamas invaded Israel, they did some fucking war crimes. There's some just horrocious, horrible shit they did, dude.
Yes.
And I think it was bad.
I think Israel's doing some
horrible shit. But they've done some horrible shit too.
Yeah. So
That's what I mean. Just let them fucking handle it, dude.
Now here's
honestly, we should just concentrate on what China's gonna do.
Here's the thing, because this is an election year, and Biden is in office, and he's pretty much said, Israel, you do whatever the fuck you want. So are all the people that are horrified on the stuff that Israel has been doing to the Palestinians, are they going to vote differently because Biden's the one that's letting Israel do all this shit without doing anything about it?
They absolutely will. That's absolutely going to happen. That's
so on that thing, then there's no way that Biden can win the election this year.
I don't think he had a chance before all this, and now it just makes matters worse.
I think maybe that helps old RFK Jr. a little better.
I do too.
All of those people that were going to vote for Biden may vote for RFK now. And there's a bunch of people on the right that do not want Trump. Maybe they vote for RFK.
I completely agree. And they don't want Trump more that he's, you know, he's pretty much a felon. He's done some shady shit.
They've all done shit. They're all felons.
But yeah, I do agree. I think a lot more people are like on the right are saying we don't really want this anymore. Something new. I think you're right. Overall, this does help RFK Jr.'s cause and that's to become president. I still wish he wouldn't have picked that VP, but hey, fuck it. I'll take it. I mean, the fuck's a VP do anyways?
Well, if you're
aside from if he gets assassinated,
if you're George Bush Jr.'s fucking VP, you do everything. Dick Cheney, he ran that fucking office.
Pretty much.
He did. That dude did some horrible, like the Patriot Act, all of that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking.
No, Cheney's a corrupt motherfucker.
We fucking let him do it.
Cheney's dog shit, too. Yeah, dude, I think this definitely can hurt Biden even more. So fuck it. Keep doing stupid shit. Keep saying stupid shit. I say get more voters to RFK Jr. That's who I'm voting for.
Me too.
He's got my support.
What if RFK Jr. wins? What will you do for the show?
For the podcast?
For the podcast.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Well, we still got some, definitely got some time. So we'll think about it.
All right.
I might fucking get a taco guy in the background and fucking have a taco party, dude.
No.
We'll think of something, dude.
All right.
Yeah, dude, it's becoming more and more of a reality, dude, that he can actually win. I told you, like, I was agreeing with you that he may not have won, but he's going to make an impact, a huge splash. But now as we're getting closer, I think he can win, dude.
I think if more and more lefties are getting turned off by Biden, especially with this fucking shit in the Middle East, maybe. Because they're not going to vote for Trump. There's no way they're voting for Trump. So
no, dude.
Maybe they see RFK and go, all right.
I agree. I still wish he would have picked Tulsi Gabbard as his VP, but hey,
I don't know a whole lot about reasons. What their VP is, but I think the few headlines I've read is I don't think it's that bad of a choice.
She's a lawyer. You can never trust a lawyer, but in the end, she'll do a fucking – she's extremely smart, and she's probably smarter than that whole fucking administration that's sitting in the White House right now put together.
Yeah.
So I feel better with that because the people who are sitting there right now – are some real dumb motherfuckers. I mean, stupid. Biden is just a fuckhead. Kamala Harris is a dog shit on my shoe. I mean, the list goes on, dude. We talk about this all the time. Fuck them.
And Trump is no better.
I've never been a supporter of Trump, a fan of Trump. Although I will say if it became between the two and RFK wasn't in this, I think I would be forced to vote for Trump. Because I could never bring myself to vote for somebody like Joe Biden.
That's what I'm thinking. The people on the left can never vote for Trump. So hopefully.
And they won't.
They'll vote for RFK.
They will. If not, they'll just still give it to Biden.
And enough people on the right vote for RFK because they don't want Trump. I don't know. Hopefully he makes a big enough splash at least to make, oh, shit.
What?
Saying, oh, shit, there's a third party.
I thought, like, something really did happen. I thought you might have sharted yourself or something.
Not this time. On that note, about a week ago, I'm sitting on the couch, and I legit sharted myself right there in the pants. And, yeah.
Welcome to the club, amigo.
I mean, it's not the first time I've done it. I think if you haven't sharted yourself as
you're not living.
A 50-year-old, you have not experimented with some good food.
That's in true. Your time.
You got,
You've not tried Taco Bell.
Yeah. No, like good ethnic food.
Some straight out Indian food.
not just Indian food, just some good food.
Have you seen those TikToks where the dudes in like watching people in India cook and they're like extremely fucking dirty and he's just kind of looking around, but it's playing that Indian music in the background, dude?
Yeah.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah.
I love Indian food too, but
I do too. I'm starting to like Indian food.
Oh, dude, like tikka masala, butter chicken, yeah. Chicken biryani, but
and that bread, whatever that bread is fucking good.
The naan bread.
It's the Indian tortillas.
Yeah. But I just don't think I could go to India and eat the food.
I don't want to go to India. Just stepping off the airplane, I think my stomach would just be like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Denny's does to me. Could you imagine what fucking India would do?
Such a dirty ass country.
It's pretty dirty, dude.
There's still some cities. People from India don't want to go back to India.
I know. And it's crazy. They actually have this huge space program. They sent somebody to the fucking moon or a few people, yet they still have cities that don't have running water or sewage system.
Yeah.
There's literally poop that just gets fucking trickles down the fucking little roadway, dude. I could not imagine the smell. It's just so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On dude, this, though, I have a question for you.
Yes, so sir. I might have an answer.
You shart yourself, right? You're embarrassed. Man. You go to the bathroom. You take a shower. You clean yourself up. How long until you trust a fart again?
I don't think you ever trust a fart from that point on.
Forever?
Well,
eventually you're going to have to push a fart out again. Hope
no, you'll push farts out, but you got to know your farts. You got to know if we're talking air or no air. If you even are guessing yourself, like, I'm not sure if that's going to be all air, dude, you might chart yourself. Do not trust what's coming out of your ass.
For how long, though? After a while, you got to be like, you don't even think about it anymore. You're just shitting. You're just farting. And then again, months down the road, you might shit yourself again.
No, but
the next few farts, you're like, oh, I'm not pushing. If it just let it out. I'm not going to push this one out. For the next few.
I know when I got just airy farts, and I know where it's like, ooh, this could be bad.
This one, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm farting. I'm watching TV, and then I let one else go, and I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't know. It was a fucking complete surprise.
Well, what did you have to eat before this?
I have no – I don't remember.
Was it leftover Indian food?
No. I don't remember what I ate. But I'm just – so then for the next couple of days, if I'm at home, I go sit on the toilet while I fart just to be safe.
Gets you little splatters?
Yeah, just in case. But
– no, I think like at this age, like every fart's pretty much a gamble. It's 50-50. It may go bad. It might be good. I don't know.
So I think you definitely
got to worry about
farts. So if you're not home, you're not pushing out farts. You're just letting them seep out.
Yeah. If you're not confident that thing's just air, then just you might want to hold it or go to the bathroom.
Because it would be pretty bad if you sharted yourself out in public. I mean, it's happened, but you go to the bathroom, you stuff a bunch of toilet paper in your underwear.
I mean, say you're, I don't know, wow, dude, a man pond?
Exactly.
So, I mean, scenario, dude, let's say you're just chilling at a tiki bar, having some drinks. You're having a good time. You may have had a taco before this or a couple.
Did you shart yourself?
And then the next thing you know, you're feeling the pressure. You got to fart. Do you fart? Or you'd be like, I better go to the bathroom for this one.
I don't know. And you,
I think you better go to the bathroom.
When you go sit on the toilet, you got to take off half your clothes.
Well, that's only when I'm pooping.
Yeah, but if you don't know if it's poop or not, you're pushing out some farts.
Well, I mean, usually a shart, though, it's just you feel this little quick.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you full on dumping in your pants.
This last one, I got some in the underwear, man. And I'm walking.
Oh, my God.
I'm squeezing my butt cheeks. I'm walking to the toilet. And some dripped down my damn leg and got on the carpet.
Okay, so you didn't shart, dude. You shat yourself.
it was a shart heavier on the shit than the fart.
Wow.
And it came to a surprise. It was a surprise to me.
Shit. Were you by yourself or were you with the family?
No, the wife was in the kitchen cooking, and I squeezed my butt cheeks and I'm running into the bathroom. And as I'm going by, I'm like, I just shitted myself. And she's like, what?
Damn it. You even announced it.
So I drop my shit. I sit on the toilet for a little while, and then I jump in the shower. And then
Do you throw your underwear in the shower with you?
No, but I took it outside and spread it down with the hose.
Why didn't you just take it in the shower with you,
dude? I'm not going to stomp that remnants into the fucking shower.
I mean, it's coming out your ass.
That's true. That's true. And then I put some clean clothes on and then I cleaned the carpet up.
You hear some horror stories about people like, they're like, oh, dude, I was in the shower and I had to shit. So I just shit in the shower and just kind of push it down with my foot, dude.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm telling off. I don't think sitting on the toilet.
I don't think I'm going to do that, dude.
I am not going to shit in the shower. I pee in the shower all the time. But I'm not going to shit in the shower on purpose.
And then you just mash it down like potatoes with your foot.
In your toes?
Oh, dude. What if your wife's like, hey, dude, it's time for your nail trimming. Let me trim your toenails. And you're like, no, thanks.
I trim my own toenails. I don't want her to find some fucking poo
some in between poo my in your nails.
Why do you have a half-eaten corn in your toenail?
Oh, Jesus. It's an ingrown, baby. It's an
ingrown. You might need to get that looked at.
These are things you have to worry about at our age, dude. Oh. No, dude, but honestly, bro, for now on, you can't trust a fart, dude.
Forever?
I mean, what if you're at work and you're like, what if that would have happened at work? But you could have prevented it if you would have not trusted your fart.
Yeah, but it feels good when you push a good fart out.
I agree. But you also got to be confident that that thing's air. Like, I know this thing's just pure air.
This one, I was just pushing out some farts, and then finally one just – it was shit. I was confident. So it snuck up on me. I didn't have the gurgly stomach or any of that bullshit. It just kind of snuck up on me.
So it sounds like you were laying down a lot of farts, and maybe
not really a lot of farts, a couple.
Maybe your asshole just got tired and just opened up, and that you really just shit yourself. Honestly, it just gave up, and it's like, you know what? I can't keep doing this. Like, here you go, buddy.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's got a mind of its own.
Oh shoot!
Oh dear.
Did
you see the sketch, that Saturday Night Live sketch of Beavis and Butthead?
yeah, it was pretty good.
That's pretty funny, dude.
It was pretty good. And I like there's a couple good things on Saturday Night Live. That was good. I like the news week, the white dude and the black guy. They're good.
Even know who does it now.
It's the black comedian Shay something, and the white guy, he's married to the good-looking actress. Are you Googling it?
I have no idea. Oh, wait. Are you talking about the dude who's boning everybody in Hollywood?
No,
the Oh, what's his name, dude?
Not Pete Davis.
Pete Davidson.
He's not. It's not him.
Well, you said a black dude.
Pete Davidson's not black.
What is he?
He's white.
Oh. My bad.
Yeah.
Well, they said he's hung. On that note, let's keep on to the Hollywood topic. Dude, how about P. Diddy? So this was kind of the conversation we were talking about over Taco Weekend. Diddy going down.
All right. Let's talk about that. I will do the badass of the month next week.
Oh, no. I forgot about that. No.
We,
The Diddler, we've nicknamed him the Diddler. There's going to be plenty on the Diddler coming forward, so we can do Diddler on the next episode. Plus, I probably should have my facts straight before I start talking about the Diddler.
Well, I'm not going to say a whole lot. I just wanted to do this badass because I met him when I was in Korea in 99, I believe. It is Colonel retired Ralph Puckett Jr. He just passed away about a week ago, I believe. He did. But he was born December 8th, 1926 in Tifton, Georgia. He commissioned West Point 1949. He was Infantry 11A. His first unit was the 8th Ranger Company, 8,213th Army Unit, 8th U.S. Army. He deployed in Korea in 1950 and Vietnam in 1967. And let's see. I'll probably butcher this stuff, but I wanted to get him, A, because he passed away about a week ago. So rest in peace there, sir. He was a badass.
He was.
And B, because I met him in 99 when we were in Korea. We were seeing these different sites, and he was with us, and he was explaining some of the battle sites and shit like that, which was really fucking cool.
That's very cool.
So let's see here. He got his infantry officer commission in 1949. He was assigned to duty in Okinawa. But he volunteered for the 8th Ranger, Army Ranger Company, which was formed shortly after the Korean conflict began in 1950. He selected as the company's commander, First Lieutenant Puckett, had 5.5 weeks to train his Rangers before they committed to operations. While attached to Task Force Dolvin and leading the advance of the 25th Infantry Division on November 25th, 1950, Puckett and his Rangers attacked and secured Hill 205 in the vicinity of Unsan, Korea. Though outnumbered 10-1, Puckett and his Rangers defeated 5 successive Chinese counterattacks over 4 hours that night and into the early morning hours of November 26. Finally, on the 6th assault, with supporting artillery fire unavailable, the Ranger Company was overrun and they had to do hand-to-hand combat. Having suffered multiple serious wounds, Puckett was unable to move. Despite orders to abandon him, his fellow Rangers fought their way to his side and evacuated him to safety. For his actions, he got the Distinguished Service Cross. So they offered him a medical discharge. He said, fuck that. He wanted to continue his duty. So his assignments were Army Ranger School, West Point. He was a Ranger advisor to the Colombian Army. He established the prestigious Escuela de Lanceros program. Later, after completing Special Forces training in 1960, Puckett commanded B and C teams in the 10th Special Forces in Bad Tölz, Germany. He retired in 1971 and continued to help Rangers and military. But after all of that, let's see. I'm going to see what his medals were. All right. Here's all his medals. He got 2 Distinguished Service Crosses. One of those was upgraded to the Medal of Honor later on. He had 2 Silver Stars, 2 Legions of Merit, 2 Bronze Stars with V, Device for Valor, 5 Purple Hearts, 10 Air Medals, the Army Commendation Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, among others. In addition, he earned the Combat Infantry's Badge with Star, Special Forces Tab, Ranger Tab, Master Parachute Wings, Glider Badge, and Colombian Lancero Ranger Badge. So basically, he was a fucking badass.
He definitely was a fucking badass.
So I wanted to talk about him. If you want to Google it, it's a Ralph Puckett Jr. Mainly because, A, he passed away about a week ago at age, let me see, he was 90-something, I believe. He died April 8th, 2024. But he hung around. He was 97 years old.
Damn.
After all of that shit. But the main thing was that he was, I met him in Korea, and he was a stud then. Fucking. But I remember we were at this site. It was a little town. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was there. But there was an American, I forget what the town was called, but there was an American unit there. And they were surrounded by the North Korean and the Chinese. You could still see the dug-in positions around the town.
No shit.
And he said that it got so bad that they were lowering the artillery and they were just shooting it directly into the Chinese because the Chinese were coming over the hill in droves and they were mowing them down and his bodies were just stacking. And there's so many dead Chinese that it, and they, this was a different town than what he got his distinguished, his Medal of Honor for. But they held that town until the Americans could break through and relieve them. But he said that the Chinese were coming in so many that the bodies were stacking like a hill, that there were so many dead bodies coming at them. And the artillery, they were just lowering it and shooting it directly into the Chinese and shit.
Damn.
But you could still see the dugout positions. They were a little bit overgrown, but you could still see them around surrounding the town. That's and like the crazy. Town had a huge memorial for them. They were very grateful for the Americans that protected them.
Shit, I bet, man.
Yeah.
But imagine if the Americans didn't go in, where they'd be fucking at right now.
Yeah. So
that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
What a stud, man.
Oh yeah, I wanted to shout out to him because he passed away about a week and a half ago. So rest in peace, sir.
Rest in peace. And thank you for that, brother. What a stud.
Yes.
Cheers.
And I think, what would he say in Korea in the 1950s to the Chinese?
Go fuck yourself. Let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down. There's not another like it in the country or